This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I just keep feeling like I have good things to say and then I forget them.
Get ready for The Social Hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, from the art collective Shades of Me, Diva Bailey Logan, with Sophie Tomey on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He joined up with a group of ethnic people when he was younger also, but it just kept landing him in jail. Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for coming around for another episode. With me, as always, we have Sophie Tomey, Jeremy Person. What's up, guys? How you doing? What's
hello.
Up? Hello. Thank
beat
you.
Beat you to it.
Goddamn, you guys are loud, large, and in charge. We are back in studio. I am my menopause. My week of hating people is over. I just kind of hate most people now. And also in studio, guys, we have from the new art initiative, Shades of Me, Diva Bailey Logan. Diva, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming. Glad you could be here.
Thanks for the invite.
Yes, of course. She has a new project that she's doing in Spokane. We are going to talk all about that. Find a lot about that in just a minute. Before we get into that, let's. I want to go over what happened in the last, what's transpired since the last episode. First of all, it was brought to my attention that I perhaps was aggressive towards potential fans who would like to converse after shows. I would like to not apologize because I meant it, but also stay the fuck away. No, it was a rough couple weeks. I'm not drinking. I've been sober. I'm trying to get over that hump, and I'd been doing fine. Then it was just a 1 week where everything just kept adding up, and I'm better now. I had a good week. Had a weekend in the Tri-Cities. It was nice to get away, and I went to the Tri-Cities for the same reason most people do: the culture. So it was really nice. The Tri-Cities, have any of you guys ever been to the Tri-Cities?
No.
Driven through there, stopped a couple of times, sure. But never hung out.
That's it. And that's probably the correct answer to that question. They have a comedy club. They're Jokers. Right. And it's just a B club in Central Washington. I've had some good shows there. I've had some bad shows there. I wouldn't say bad. Let me quantify that. I don't mean bad shows where I did poorly. I meant shows where there were four people in the audience.
There you go, attacking the fucking audience.
It was four people. Thursday night, literally, there were four people in the audience. So it was a little rough. They were nice. They were great. But it's just, but the hotel was nice. I got to sit in the hot tub a lot. I relaxed. I went into Pasco, Washington, where I got to visit my people. It's just Mexicans everywhere. It's amazing.
They're real Mexicans.
They're real Mexicans. Yeah, it's great. They're fucking great, dude. I got my jarritos, my pan dulces. I got all my shit. I went to the Super Mex El Pueblo, the Mexican store, and it was like there's piñatas everywhere. And there's giant things of Tide everywhere.
7-Eleven for immigrants.
Yeah. It's like huge. It's their
party
grocery
city
store.
For Mexicans.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's, I mean, they've got like fruit. They've got everything. They've got fruit. Really? They've got the shitty candies. It's just their like grocery store.
Walmart.
Yeah. El Walmart. Yeah. It was great. And then I got some great Mexican food. Some of the best mole I've had in maybe, a long time. Long time. It was really good. It was a nice, relaxing getaway. I didn't fucking do anything. It's funny to go. You have to go. I had to go to the Tri-Cities to relax. That's not the place, a destination location, I would say. But it was good. I'll take anywhere where I don't have to fucking, I don't know people. I don't have to talk to people. I didn't open my computer and work every day like I normally would. I didn't email anyone. I fucking did like nothing. It was amazing. So that was a good time, and then we came back and I did a show in Newport a couple days ago, and that would have been Sunday night. We did a show in Newport, Washington, and the first thing the lady who owns, I don't know if she owned the theater, but she was there when we got there. Maybe she was just a vagrant who was trying to steal stuff from the theater when we happened to come in, just decided to pretend like she worked there. She wants to tell us, she goes, one of the first things through the door, she's like, yeah, I'm not really a fan of comedy. I just don't get comedy. I don't really laugh, I guess. And I'm like, can you wait until I have the shit out of my arm? Like, I'm not even through the doorway and you already want to tell me how bad you fucking hate comedy. Can you give me like at least, five Mississippi in the door before you want to tell me how much, like, why did you even book me? What the fuck is this? Why did you even ask us to come here when you hate comedy? What kind of fucking sociopath doesn't laugh? Like, is she just, I just picture her in the basement of this place cutting the ears off of mice she catches all day, like being a creepy, and then like, she like glues them to other animals. She's like, I cut off a hummingbird's head and glued mice ears to it. Like, what are you doing? Why is this? Why did you ask us to come? So the show went great. What I love is when I go to any place out of town that we book at, you don't have any control over the advertising or production of the show. So you just get there on good faith, hoping it's going to work out. And more often than not, these people, no matter how, because I try to give very explicit direction about how to make this a successful show, how to advertise it, where to put flyers. I give them flyers to put up around the area. Tell your people to talk about it. Promote it on your Facebook page. Do pre-sale tickets. And then every day we're on our way up. So we're like, so how's the pre-sales go? We didn't really do any pre-sales. So I don't know. We'll see. And then we get there and like 15 people show up and there's no flyers anywhere around the building. It's like, well, fucking, I don't feel bad that you didn't get people here. I feel bad. We get the paid the same either way. So I'm not on a door deal anywhere. I have my guarantee. So I'm like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's good for you though. Shit.
So, it's crazy to me. These people, and they're like, what would you like, Diva? You, this art program you have, Shades of Me. Mm-hmm. Say like someone, you reached out to someone, and then you wanted to see their art to showcase it, and then they came over to show you their art, and they're unloading their portfolio, and you're like, yeah, I don't really care for art. I just don't get it, or why people would paint on a canvas. I mean, come on. Whatever. Anyway, new season of Schitt's Creek is out. I'm going to go watch that. You unload that crap. Over. Speaking of shit, your art shit. Anyway, I got to go. Go fuck yourself. And I'll be in the basement cutting the ears off of mice and gluing them to hummingbird heads.
That's art.
Mm-hmm. That's art.
That is art. That is art. So it's, but I'm back. I get like a, a couple days off. I get like a week off actually, where I don't have to do much, which is nice. So I'm gonna relax and kind of ease back into it. We got gonna take about a week off. I guess is 4th of July about to happen?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
I think so.
Fuck, man! I can't believe it's already 4th of July. I should do something for 4th. You guys do anything for 4th of July? What's the?
I think I'm gonna be drinking rosé.
Okay.
Possibly.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
A rosé, Sophie.
There's a comedy club camping trip that I think might happen.
Oh, that's right.
There's like, did Kim tell you?
Yeah, I got the invite. I don't know if I'm gonna go to that.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I think I don't want to go camp anywhere.
I gather that you're not much of a little camper, but I think you should probably still come if you, like, you and Nicolette should come if you're not doing anything else. Cause camping is fun and,
go on. You sell me
there's,
on it.
We're going to float the river, which
okay.
I know that
I like
you
that.
Like. Yeah.
Now you, all right.
So, and it's a good river to float, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
And that's pretty much...
She wants mushrooms.
That's what you got.
Definitely.
What's that?
How does floating a river work exactly? You just get in the inner tubes and go down the river and then you have to walk back?
You know,
nope, you get two cars. Well, I mean, I guess you could walk back, but that's usually someone like parks where you guys are going to like let off
drop
and then
and
someone
out.
Else parks at the top and then you float down and then they drive up, get the other car.
Yeah.
And then you go home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you...
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, you just...
It is.
I do a lot of floating in the river. Being in the water is my favorite thing. We do Barker to Sullivan. Mm. I did it last week, actually.
Little Spokane, man.
It's warm right enough to fucking
float?
Yeah, but
Barker to Sullivan is warm. The water is warm.
Oh, yeah. No, same with up here, dude, but it's like all just nice flat water. It's a four-hour freaking float.
Right.
There's otters and shit that come swimming up next to you.
I don't like
dude, it's so cute, man. They're fucking sitting there with the little rocks
water.
On their stomach.
I don't like water
Do we
animals.
Have otters here?
We have otters here.
That's cute.
No.
I want to do that.
10 minutes that way, dude.
Are they just...
That way, I'm pointing like they can fucking see.
Okay.
10 minutes north.
Are you sure they're just not
they
like
might have been
sea raccoons?
I don't know.
Sea raccoons.
That's
where spoke animals dumping all
that.
Their fucking strays at.
Yeah. Just some cats that learned how to survive. The struggle's real, man. I love to float. I don't think I'm going to do I don't know. It just seems like too much work.
I don't
work.
Know for
I'm
sure that
mood.
I'm gonna, but...
I'm not in the mood for work or anything that has to do with, like, going farther and sleeping not at my house. I'm really in, like,
You can borrow my bow, my gun, my ghillie suit.
Mm. Okay, maybe.
Why?
Is your gun... Like... Can I shoot your gun underwater?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Why would he want to borrow your ghillie suit, though? That's my main question. Like, he's not going to be, like, hunting on 4th of July.
It'd be scuba gun. Scuba gun. That's
you never
like,
know when you're going to need a fucking ghillie suit when you're out in the woods.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Scuba gun sounds like the coolest superhero ever. I think I want to be... spend the next week or so like close to home and not having to drive places and not sleeping outdoors. That sounds like better to me. That sounds like more my speed right now.
That's fair.
I might go up there for a day, although it's kind of a far drive, isn't it?
I mean, it's a couple hours. I think the thing that worries me the most is that a lot of the people at the comedy club are sober or just don't drink. And it's not like worried, like I'm not worried for them. I'm just worried for me because I know that I'm going to want to.
Here's
and I don't
want
to feel bad.
Here's what I know about the people that we associate with and where and things that people try to plan. They're fucking poorly planned. And this is going to like not come together well. People will show up late or not at all. They say they're coming, then they don't. They're going to bring stuff, but then they don't come at all. Then we're short like tents and tubes. And
I don't have a tent. I'll sleep on the ground.
Well, you can sleep in your car too.
Yeah, I'll sleep on the ground.
Okay. Last time I slept on the ground, I woke up with a moose sniffing my face.
See, that'd be cool.
It was fucking
That's
frightening.
Scary.
Ellie
Do you
would
realize how big those fucking
no
things
animals
are?
Would even come close gigantic. With little Ellie trying
they
to be all
elk
up in the
look
business.
Like small freaking like yeah. chihuahuas. Yeah. Yeah. They're ridiculous. They're, like, yeah.
they're huge.
Yeah.
Like their antlers would hit the ceiling if they stood more than
they're,
that.
They're just
yeah.
their neck would go through the ceiling.
Yeah, they're huge. It's crazy how big they are. They're scary too. They're mean. Moose
yeah,
are mean.
I think the only thing that saved
stuff.
Me was the naked guy on the rock over there, and then over there again. I'm doing it again.
yeah, over there.
Yeah, over there. But no, and then they were at the hot springs, so they were kind of used to people being around.
Sure.
You know, so he's like, "Hey, what's this? Wake up, man! What are you doing sitting on the ground?"
Like, okay.
Yeah, so their height is anywhere from 4.5 feet to 7 feet, and length is 7.9 feet to 10 feet, oh, anywhere from 840 wow. to 1,500 pounds.
That is a lot of animals. Good eating, though. I'll tell you what.
Same size
those
as my head.
Damn good food.
Oh, my God. Okay, random flashback.
Drug flashback?
I was living with my mom, it wasn't a drug flashback. Okay. I was in middle school, so fully sober, I think.
Okay.
But so we, like, lived in a duplex and some... Is that the flashback noise?
This is your
okay.
intense story. Let's hear it.
Okay. Let me set
Carol
the scene.
Come on, so she'd start singing this story.
So some deer were like wandering through the yard, and I mean we lived in Montana, so it was like pretty fucking common. But so we went downstairs to like see the deer, and our downstairs neighbors, like the mom, her name was Patty. Not that that's important. We were just like, oh, they're so beautiful. They're so cute, aren't they? And then Patty, she's like, yep. God made deer for a reason. That's why we eat them. Sorry. I guess I thought that story was funnier than it actually was, but that's like the most weird explanation for God making deer.
That seems like an odd. Okay.
Okay, fuck it. Sorry.
I think he did. God technically made everything for us to eat. Deer. Mushrooms.
Pussy.
I
was going to say that.
That's
small children.
Oh, wait.
Chinese people.
Tender.
The, yeah. You know. So, we. okay, so, yeah. Hold on, let me write this down. Okay, so, Diva, let's talk to you.
We transitioned from eating Chinese people to talking to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty like, normal.
Yeah, all that's, right. that's how it goes around here.
Least offensive one we've done all month.
Yeah, that's true. So let's talk about what you're doing here. You've been in Spokane. You're not from Spokane originally. You are
no.
from?
I was born in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
I'm a Midwest girl.
And now what brought you from Gary, Indiana to Spokane, Washington?
Well, I didn't exactly come straight from Gary, Indiana. I came from Michigan, because who really wants to live in Gary?
Sure.
My mom got a job here, and I just had my small human, and I chose not to eat her.
It's too bad.
Do you regret that decision now?
Occasionally.
Okay.
You know, when she asked me to come look at her poop.
Is it solid?
Yes.
So she's a teenager?
She's
five. Oh, man.
She's 33, but severely autistic.
So my mom got a job here giving Bible studies to people.
Oh, Jesus. Segue, Deez.
And I came with her.
Yeah, well, like deer, God made autistic people for us to eat. No, I'm kidding.
he says with a straight face.
So you came here with your mom. Your mom got a job. She came here for a job to teach Bible study?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you do that? That doesn't seem like a job you find on Monster to like move for. That seems like a job you find because you can't find another job.
No, she legit came here like, well, she had wanted to be a missionary when she had my sister, like,
sounds like missionary was the problem.
Her old pastor was living here, And okay. he hit her up like, hey, I need somebody to teach Bible studies. And she's kind of a gypsy. Can we use that word again? Is that word okay?
I don't
I
care.
Know it's
I'm
politically. Not even sure. Is it politically incorrect to say gypsy?
You don't have to be politically correct on the podcast.
I don't think politically correct has ever been a problem.
I don't want my activist friends to like send me a.
What do you email. Say? What are they? Shyster?
Irish travelers?
See, I find that offensive.
I think, like, the harder you try to not say gypsy, like, the more other adjectives you have to
Scottish.
Use it.
Yeah.
Because what are gypsies aren't Irish, are they? They were more, like, Eastern
when
European.
When I was living in Spain, the gypsies were Spanish.
Sure.
They used to try to get me to kick dirt in their dogs' faces. So why? Their dogs would attack us, and then they could beat us up. Oh, I don't know. It was weird. They'd always try to jump
intense.
They used to always try to jump the fence and fight us and steal our shit. Like, they were ruthless over there.
Well, my mom is a person who likes to go random places.
And okay.
We've moved a lot.
Might meet gypsy. Maybe your so your mom's a gypsy. Kinda.
Yes, she is.
A gypsy for God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus gypsy.
Jesus gypsy. I feel like that should be a podcast.
Jesus
gypsy.
So she came here to teach Bible study, and mm-hmm. you decided to come with her. Now, how long ago was that?
That was 5 years ago in June. I've been here for 5 years.
So I must have met you like right when you moved here.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. All right. Now originally you were you'd done quite a few things since mm-hmm. you've been here, but now you're doing a project called Shades of Me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Shades of Me.
Well, Shades is an all brown artist collective. Mm-hmm. Basically, I was not seeing brown art in Spokane, and I knew all these brown artists, and I was just like, okay, like, where are they during First Friday? And it started off, I was like, well, I'm just going to do a brown girl art show. And that brown girl art show, we're now 5 events in, and I took the summer off, and we're planning to, like, hit the fall really hard. So,
yeah.
like, at least 2 to 3 events a month.
Nice. So where can people find these? What are some of the events coming up? Like, where can people find some stuff?
Well, I haven't announced them quite yet, but...
So we're getting an exclusive
scoop. You're
getting
the exclusive scoop here.
All right.
There will be some gallery shows coming up. Okay. And all our things are pop-up, so they don't hang. We don't leave our artwork for months at a time.
Is that what the definition of a pop-up art show is? It's, like, up for the time, like, the night and then gone?
Yep.
Okay. I never knew. Mm-hmm. I just used the word when I was holding champagne flutes and oyster shooters just to sound cool, like wearing a scarf. But no, I never knew exactly what that meant.
Yeah, it's a pop-up. We're there for the last show we did was a pop-up art show in like this old garage over in East Central.
Okay.
At the Carl Maxey building, and we were only there for 3 hours from 5 to 8.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So who are some of the artists that are featured?
Well, we have Randy Budano, and Randy is Filipino. He stacks his canvases mm-hmm. and takes multiple canvases to create one painting. And okay. then we have Brittany Trombitas. She's a Spokane local, and her artwork is so feminine, and she paints girls with big booties and titties. Like, her
artwork
is so
cool. Talk
slower.
Talk slower.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
Fuck you.
What? I appreciate the female figure, Sophie.
Well, you have to come to one of our shows because you haven't come to one yet. So
I believe every time you've told me about them, I've been out of town.
It's
so,
okay. I won't judge you too much.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been out of town. But when you have one where I'm in town, I will definitely come.
Well, I will alert you, send you a calendar list.
Yeah, please do. Send me ahead. Listen, I'm very...
October and November.
I am gone almost all of those months, but I would love to come to any of the ones. I literally am going to be gone almost those entire months. But when I am available, I would love to come see these big-bootied girls.
Yes.
So,
And then we have Frances Mortel, who is Filipino as well, and she's a photographer. And her work is very documentary style work. I told her recently that I was going to have to stop modeling for her because I am tired of seeing my own naked body at my own art shows.
Is it obviously you?
Yes. Or
so people know it's you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's just gotten a little bit weird. It's like all 5 events I've been naked at my own art show. So kind of over that. And her work is just amazing. And then there is Amanda Roy, and she's Brazilian, and she's a conceptual photographer. So she takes a lot of images and then puts them all together to create one image. And her work is really dope. And who else is there? Then there's some sleeper people that I've just... Chantel Jackson. I love Chantel's work. Chantel is just amazing. She does a lot of ink art and line art. Mm-hmm. And very... She draws on walls and uses glow-in-the-dark paint a lot, or glow-in-the-dark markers to create her art. So...
I notice you, one name is suspiciously absent, and she's probably the most famous brown artist of all from the area, and that name is Rachel Dolezal. So I don't know why you would exclude
Rachel
such a...
does not have any brown parents.
Pillar of the... but she identifies...
Listen...
she does do art. She's a great painter, actually. Mm-hmm. She is very talented. But yeah,
I thought she was gonna come to our show, our pop up show, mm-hmm. at the Carl Maxey Center, and I was like, what if she showed up? That would be so weird.
Why? What do you think it would be weird? Have you ever met her?
I have. One of my friends from Chicago came out here, which is like, I just so want to meet her, and so I found her.
How'd you find her?
Just on Facebook. I was like, hey, my friend wants to meet you. Where do you live?
That's not creepy at all.
She was like, well, you know.
Did you talk to her?
I did not talk to her.
Friend did.
My friend did.
How did that go?
They held hands. They cried. It was cute.
What? Why? Why? Is your friend also fake black?
No, she's real black.
Okay.
She's all the way brown.
All the way, okay.
And I they had a moment, and then later, this person realized that Rachel was full of shit.
Wait, so at when did you meet? When was it after she was exposed?
Yes, it was after she was exposed. I met her in 2016.
So, what did your friend think that? Like, what did your friend think was going on that Rachel lied about?
She wanted to meet her because she felt like that she, you know, she stood up for black people and she was here for the struggle. And I was like, that bitch lied. She's full of shit. Yeah. Fuck her. She could have done it being herself.
Well, that's the biggest thing. It's like you can, you know, like, I don't have to play for the Lakers, but I still root for them.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like, I'm not a member. I'm not on the roster, mm-hmm. but I'm down.
Yeah, you don't have to suck dick to support
the
LGBTQ community.
Wait, I don't have
You're
to?
You're just now telling him?
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying.
God, that Pride Week would have been a lot easier. All right. Yeah. She was. It's funny you found. I didn't know she's still on Facebook. She blocked me years ago. So.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
We were friends. We were friends for a while, and this was years ago.
You couldn't tell that was a tan.
Huh?
You couldn't tell that
was
a tan.
Oh no! I knew she was white.
Oh, okay.
There was no. Obviously, from the first time you see her, you can tell.
Yes.
She's not. Like it is obvious that she doesn't have any black in her.
Mm-hmm.
Like the features, everything about it. The only thing she has, she has an amazing ass. listen,
I'd never lose.
Me neither. but she had, maybe still does. I don't know. Anyway, she had an amazing ass. But otherwise, she looked very, very European. You know, I mean, the fucking fake braids and shit or whatever. But, like, she, we were friends. I met her at an art show, actually. And she got mad at me one time because she had posted something on Facebook about something bad happened to, like, a group of Asians, like, kind of racist towards Asians. And she's like, well, at least it wasn't black people for once. And I'm like,
oh.
And I go, and I'm like, oh, wait a second. And I kind of called her. I'm like, hey, So let me get this straight. So it's like, you want equality, but fuck anyone who's not black. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I'm like, isn't it equality because we want everyone? Like, so fuck Asians, you know? And she's like, well, you know, we all stick to our people. I'm like, bitch, you're white. Who are your people? And I go, second of all, like, the minute you're like, you're saying our people, I'm like, you're drawing lines and making, you're putting yourself in weird boxes and making it like, you're dividing the races. You know, I'm like, that's even more fucked up. I go, equality is just everyone. Everyone's the same. We're all whatever. You know, I mean, we're different. We're the same. And she's like, well, and we got into it and, you know, we started talking about stereotypes and this and that. I'm like, listen, I go, I am Mexican. I grew up in a very Mexican place with a very Mexican family. I go, I have a lot of, I go, not all my cousins are right now in a, you know, a lowrider, an orange lowrider with purple stripes and Mother Day got the Guadalupe candles on the dash and cheetah seat, you know, car seat covers, but fucking some of them are. Right. Okay. And then some of them are doctors and lawyers, mm-hmm. and everywhere in between. I go, stereotypes happen for a reason. Yeah. Okay. I go, and this is when she finally blocked me because I said, "Have you listen? Let's put up a wheel together, right? Like a wheel of fortune or something, big wheel, and we'll put all the races on there. And then I'll be like, hey, people who traditionally like own Asian or own nail salons and are bad drivers, and we spin it, and it lands on French. We'd all be real confused, right? If I spin it and it lands on Vietnamese, we'd all know what the fuck I'm talking about, right?" She's like, "Right." And I go, "Fucking, there you go." And then she blocked me and hasn't talked to me since.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, during Pride, she came out as bisexual, so she is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She just has to be like a little of everything.
She's like hitting every group.
She's just got to find another.
Yeah,
she'll find.
Going for that second Netflix documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has a Netflix documentary currently.
Yeah, like Becoming Rachel or something.
I don't remember what the name is. But yeah, like they shot it here.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I did not hear about that.
Oh. Yeah, I
watch it.
I had a joke I did for a while. So about like the most famous black person from Spokane was actually a white girl from Montana.
She's from Montana?
Yeah, she's from Montana.
She's your people.
Yeah, she's from like...
Don't let her hear you say that.
What do you mean, your people? yeah, she's from like Helena. Actually, she might be from Helena or Great Falls or something like that.
That makes sense. All the craziest fucking... All the most famous murderers and craziest people are from Montana. Some of them being Helena. So it's only a matter of time, you guys.
Yeah.
Wait. Wee.
Sophie's from Helena.
Yeah.
That was a weird, that was like nearly, just, I didn't know if you were saying like wee, like wee, wee. Like
that was fun. My horror movie sound.
I didn't know what was going on. I was confused.
So we're getting some brown artists featured. And now what's the plan moving forward? Like, are you looking at art outside of, you know, like painting and things like that? Like, I mean, writing, poetry, how far does this extend?
This will eventually extend out to not just painters, fine artists. I'll put it that way, fine artists. Mm-hmm. There's some things I'm planning for the fall called Dinner with Shades. And basically people get to come have dinner and mm-hmm. talk to and learn about the artist and hear their story. And so there will be fine artists, and then...
No one's going to get tipped at that dinner. The servers are going to get... Man, that is going to be a rough one.
You know, all artists are like alcoholics.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Oh, that one definitely I just caught just now. Fuck you, Dee. And then one will be fine artists, and then the next one will be musical artists.
Okay.
And so there's some other things that I'm working on, some gallery shows, some more stuff like that. And always the first Friday, of course.
So how did you find these people? Like, how did you track these people down? Was it people you already knew? Did you put a call out?
Most of them were people I already knew.
Okay.
And then since doing it, more people are hitting me up to say, hey, we want to be a part of this. How can we be a part of this? I didn't realize that there were so many brown artists in Spokane.
Sure.
And going to Bazaar, I was like, oh, the ones that are here already know.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But yeah, I know there's more.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to start expanding out to the rest of the Inland Empire, maybe.
Are you going to do shows outside of Spokane?
I would love to.
Is that kind of the idea? Mm-hmm. Keep it kind of moving, tour it?
Yep. One of our friends just moved to Portland, so there is a black-owned winery that is right outside of Portland. I'd love to do a show there, a road trip show, and do some pop-up things in Portland, and yeah.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're talking music. Some other stuff will come down. That'll be coming down the pike soon. All right. Sounds good. Now, where can people find information on this?
So you can follow me on Instagram, shades.of.me. And then we are also on Facebook, Shades of Me Art. Well, that's the link behind there, but it's just Shades of Me. And our website was up, and then we took it down for some website back end stuff, and so that did not go well, and so it will be back up by September.
Okay, and what's the website? Shades of me.
Shades of dot me.
Shades of dot me. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
we'll just buy the dot me.
Yes.
All right, that's good. So, and what's the response been in Spokane?
Oh, I mean, all of our shows have been very well attended. The very first show we did, we were part of another show, and the Shades of Me aspect was the best attended part of the entire show. There were a few people who were kind of upset about that, but it was also happening at the same time as a gun show at the fairgrounds. It's kind of weird. It was
probably not a lot of crossover demo.
I mean, they did.
Not a lot.
People would walk in and then like stop in our section and just kind of look around and be like,
that's a queer looking gun.
And like, just turn around and walk out. Like they were just really confused.
Yeah, that's
heard a lot of really interesting things were said to us in that show.
I can imagine it was.
What was like the weirdest?
One person asked the organizer of the entire thing, why did you put the colored people in the back?
Did they? Was it their choice?
That was my choice because it was a show within a show. So they were having their show. And shout out to Every Woman Can in the Inland Northwest Women Show. They're very awesome. And Deb. But I wanted to be off by ourselves. I wanted to be sort of set in the corner. But yeah, quite a few times we heard the word colored that weekend. It was just kind of like, oh, right. But it was also fun because... God,
what year did you do this art show in? 1947?
Possibly. Or maybe just people in Spokane are still stuck. Pre-civil rights movement.
It's funny. I was in Seattle a couple weeks ago, and I went and stopped by a place where my friend works, and I was having lunch. And I made a joke about. She said something about how it was going to be a while to get my food, and I'm like, "Oh, because I'm Mexican, I have to go back there and make it myself." And blah blah. Like made this joke about having to work in the kitchen, and her manager like kind of got mad that I said that. And I'm like, "She's like, she's really." Sensitive, and I'm like, she like is a white girl with a nose ring in Belltown, Seattle. She could chill the fuck out. Like, like first of all, I'm Mexican. I feel like I could say that about Mexicans if I want to. Second of all, she can go fuck herself. I don't care. She's like, no, she actually got mad at me because I was talking to her one time. I said, yeah, my black friend. She goes, she corrected my friend. She's like, no, it's people of color. And I'm like. I hate your manager. I don't know if I want my food anymore. I kind of want to not eat here. She's like, she talks about microaggressions a lot. I'm like, I'm sure she does. So like, this is actually funny because I had a really good friend in California, and she hated being called African American because her family was not. Descended from Africa. Mm-hmm. They were Caribbean islands. Mm-hmm. And so she's always like, I'm not African. My family's never like, that's not. So what in your opinion is the preferred vernacular for these social justice warrior pieces of shit?
So me personally, I would identify as an American descendant of slaves, mm-hmm. because black people, now we have black immigrants from the Caribbean and from Africa who actually are African American.
Right. Like who immigrated, they chose to come here.
Or people like Kamala Harris, whose father is Jamaican and her mother is Indian. She is black, but she's not African American and American descendant of slaves. Black is good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, unless a person actually came from a country in Africa, then,
like,
you know.
Sudanese,
like,
or something.
Like a generational thing. Like, if they're, like, first-generation immigrants, it's like, okay, African-American or, like, Indian-American, mm-hmm. Asian-American. Then the second generation, it's more of, like how do you want to be?
I have friends who are Trinidadian. And they here will identify as Trinidadian, but they will also, like, if somebody calls them black, they're not going to be like, I'm Trinidadian. You know, what I mean? Black is the catch-all. Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny, though, because, like, I feel like with the people rarely get as specific with white people.
Mm-mm.
It's like white also, but they're like, well, I'm from this wherever, Denmark or something. Like, I'm Denmark American. Like, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of like why I get so confused. It's like you don't ever want to be offensive, but then it's just like, okay, like, for the most part, white people are, like, just considered, like, a white person. And so it's like, you want to be, like, politically correct, but it's like the harder you try to be politically correct in some sense is kind mm-hmm. of more offensive. Like, it's like, just like, who's the person?
The only white people that kept their European identity qualifiers, there we go, qualifiers, that's the word I was looking for, descriptors, to me personally, are the Irish and the Italians. Because when they
seems
got here,
like
they were just like, oh, you're not white. And then they became white, and but they kept their qualifiers, as opposed to everybody else who was just like, oh, we're just going to dump everybody.
I wonder if it's just the culture of them being so proud of their heritage.
Yeah.
Is why they...
The alcoholism.
Yeah. Yeah. That is interesting. All right. Well, all right. Let's see. Where are we at? Sophie, are you? How many? What do you got for the? How many news stories you got tonight?
I've got a few. You know, I always bring more than we need.
Okay, I'm gonna do a couple quick. I'm gonna do a quick version of the rundown with Diva, and if you want to get the news ready, queue up a couple stories, and we'll get that going. Diva, so the rundown is a series of questions we've compiled over the years that we ask people.
oh, shit.
Each question individually doesn't say a whole lot, but as a whole, the questions, it's like it's a litmus. It's kind of an algorithm. Puts together a personality. It starts to develop So... I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Just answer them honestly, please. Your chair is attached to polygraph test. Okay. Yeah. We're going to hit, I don't want to have to hit you with a sodium pentothal. So just, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get rid of one of the states out of our 50 American states, which one would it be and why?
Oh, shit.
I know.
Texas.
That's a good answer. Why Texas?
You know what? I would give Texas back to the Mexicans.
Okay.
Yeah. It was their land in the first place.
With those people in
it
still? Yep. That's the deal. Yep.
You got to take
them. You can have the land. You got to fucking take the people.
Yeah. Like, you can have the land back, but you got to take the people. People come with it.
I feel like the people in Texas could, if we gave Mexico back to them with Texas, mm-hmm. they would overthrow Mexico within a fortnight.
Yeah,
like they've got enough.
So?
Oh, they've got easy. Enough guns and firepower.
So much.
Yeah, and the Mexican government is easily pliable. Also, with a little bit of cash, It doesn't take
especially
much.
Especially American money.
Yeah.
There's a lot
right.
of that in Texas.
Yeah. So I feel like they would just overthrow. It'd be just Texas would be a giant country now.
Oh, God. Now you think about it.
Well,
can I change my answer?
No, you already did. That's Damn. It. Texas. Giving up Texas.
Yeah, I'd give up Texas. I'm okay with that.
Florida?
That was the next one that
yeah.
popped into my head.
I feel like Alabama, especially with the recent. So that's a good. That's an easy one to go to, too. what is something on your internet browsing history right now you wouldn't want someone to see?
Oh, well, I'll be honest.
Perfect. I love that.
The moment that you put the cursor into the little...
The search bar?
Yes. And hit the word P, uh-huh. the letter P, Pornhub instantly
Pornhub.
Pops up.
Is yeah. that your go-to,
That
Pornhub?
Is my go-to.
See, I don't watch porn on my phone.
I do.
I have a strict no porn policy on my phone.
This is weird.
Sometimes yeah. you don't want to break out your laptop. Sometimes you're on the go.
I got three kids and a wife to hide
yes.
from why I'm doing it. So it's like...
I got a five-year-old.
The well, yeah, I don't
Not
know.
The way
I
my
just,
wife cares.
I just don't... I don't want... Well, first of all, I don't want any viruses on my phone. So...
We talked about this last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I still don't trust it. I don't trust
it. But yet
it.
I've seen some of the girls he sleeps with and he isn't worried about getting viruses
yeah,
on his
man.
Dick.
Oh, my God.
Hey, my phone's more important. My phone does more work.
has more of a copay.
Yeah, it's although my phone's insured. I don't want no porn policy on my phone. Did we ask this question, Jeremy? What's your go-to porn site?
Pornhub for sure, 100%. Yeah.
Sophie.
I search for what I'm looking for, and then I just
wait. You so you Google what you're looking for, and then go to a different site.
I want to see her Google fucking search history.
I
now.
Bet you do.
Now
I bet you do.
No,
it's just normal stuff, like totally normal stuff.
Yeah, we can
What's
tell.
Normal stuff.
That's what I search for. I just like type in. I search normal stuff.
What is
dash working? Porn. And that's everything I'm looking for.
Well, this...
Oh, man, date raping all these sorority girls. It's getting so boring. Let's try to do it to a dog.
So the dog is Brett Kavanaugh?
Are they date
that
raping?
Has nothing to do with my porn search history.
But I will say this. The thing I don't... I always
Sophie
never liked some points
about
here. Getting animals fucked up is they don't have a concept of what's going on.
What the mm-hmm. fuck?
And
yeah.
They can't consent. It's like bestiality.
Yeah, see,
they can't.
This
consent
was a news story I was talking
act.
About
like,
a couple weeks ago.
They don't know what's going on. Like we
but
can wrap
Sophie's
our brains around the fact that we're about
defend.
To be altered. What's that?
Again, not arguing for bestiality. I'm just saying it's different. That's an animal like nature. Like they
that
know
dogs
what's
don't
going on. If you
getting fucked
continue.
Up, like you give a dog something
that
will get them mentally fucked up, is different than like.
I'm not going to fucking argue this again, okay? It's different,
that is
okay?
The face of somebody
that
is guilty of fucking animals.
Okay, I have not fucked animals, but I am saying that it is different. Like, you, just like being roofied. Like, you didn't consent to getting all mentally fucked up, but...
So, Sophie, I just have to ask you one question. Have you ever fucked an animal?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh,
God damn it. Okay.
I mean, you heard it here, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So weird things happen on this show sometimes.
I see.
Even,
yeah.
It's
picking up a notch.
Everyone goes Pornhub. I go Xvideos.
Well, I mean, Pornhub has all the other ones that are
yeah,
connected to it.
Anything that you find
yeah.
on Xvideo too okay. is all usually from Pornhub. Nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, it's all. I don't know. I don't go anywhere. It just all. It doesn't redirect
yeah.
me anywhere.
No, I get you.
So.
Oh,
yeah. And there's only one pop up, so that's great. Yeah. Oh, there's more. Than
only
one
pop up.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Speaking of porn, then. If you were in porn, what would your porn name be? I mean, Diva Logan's already a pretty good porn
it
name.
It is a pretty, like, my mom kind of blessed me with, like, a really great entertainer name, no matter what entertainment I went into. But I feel like my porn name would be something like, you know, Jasmine or something. She was my favorite Disney princess.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yeah, so it'd be
by
like
far the hottest one.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, you
for
think
sure,
was the hottest?
100%.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just rolling it through my mind here now. All right, yeah, maybe. I mean, Little Mermaid, maybe.
Nah.
Ariel.
She's a fucking ginger. She kind of smells like fish.
Oh my god.
The Jasmine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your guilty pleasure song of yours?
A guilty pleasure song?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Down for My Niggas by Steve Rutter.
All right. I was trying to think of that. I was trying to think of that.
Reminds me of fucking high school.
Yeah.
Right there,
yeah.
I like turning it up really, really loud and riding around Spokane with the windows down.
I was
that's
just
a
listening
great
to
song.
That
yeah,
old,
actually, that's
like
I was just listening to the old TRU CD the other day, and I was like, oh my god, yes. This shit brings me back.
I'm just trying to figure out if that. I was trying to quantify, like in my head, if that's
a
guilty pleasure song. I know
it is.
Well, I mean,
everybody
no,
knows that one.
Like, if it's, it might just be a good song.
With Snoop Dogg on the track. You know, I'm supposed to be like this sweet, cute people who don't.
No, it's got. Yeah, I forgot. That's, isn't this? Magic Snoop Dogg. This is. I think this is just a good song. This is. This is
Takes me back to like basement parties and
for sure.
Like twerking and like. You know.
See, we didn't have twerking up here yet. Like that.
See, I think this is just. I'm gonna just say this is a good song. This is not
CD that I forgot about that I found the other day was Mr. Servon.
I remember Mr. Servon.
God, I was listening to that shit the other day. I was like, holy, that was my favorite CD.
Here's the thing about this song is like a guilty pleasure song is like you roll up the windows when you're at a stoplight.
That, this like, would probably be one of mine then. I'm like, too white to be blasting this shit.
You gotta just go for it if you like it. If you feel it. I'm gonna just say this is just a good song. I haven't listened to the song in a while though. I'm gonna let it ride, let it keep going. All right, let's see. Okay, if you could purge for 1 hour like the movie The Purge, anything was legal, what would you do?
I'd rob a bank.
Rob a bank?
I'd bust open the vault.
All right. Yeah. Just get one bank. Hit one bank?
Just one.
One lick, hit that shit? All right. Let's close with this. What's your, tell us about your worst date ever.
Oh, shit. I got a thing. Oh. This was recent. It's not the worst date ever because some stories I got to keep to myself, you know, in my back pocket. I'll tell you that for the after show. All
right.
This was recent. He hit me up on Bumble and asked me to go to lunch. And I was like, okay, cool. And
wait, you had to hit him up.
No, he hit me up. Like
Bumble can't.
Well, you know what I mean.
All right.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm familiar with Bumble.
We swiped together.
All right.
And I said hello. And he asked me to lunch. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I like lunch. Lunch is easy. Lunch is quick.
Early in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still get drunk and go date someone else.
Yes. Like, I believe in having multiple dates in the same day, by the way. And I had to pay for my own lunch. And I felt very, very, like...
Wait, where did you go to lunch?
North Hill and Garland.
Wait, where?
North Hill and Garland.
Oh, that news.
Yeah.
What did... So he asked you to lunch.
He asked me to lunch.
And he said, did he choose the place?
Yes.
And the time.
Yes.
And you met him.
Yes.
And then this is your first time meeting him.
Yes.
And what did what did you order?
I ordered a salad.
What kind of salad?
I think it was like a Caesar salad. It wasn't even chicken Caesar salad. Like there wasn't even an upcharge on this cowboy.
Yeah.
And a glap.
So how did he couch this when
he asked for the check, and he goes, "Yeah, two checks." And I just looked at him like, "All right, yeah, we're not gonna go on a date again."
Damn.
I'm not saying that I don't mind. Like I Dutch with my friends. Like
sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see you as a viable partner. Sir.
Take
one, give one. Like, I'll cover you, yes. And then I know you're going to get me next time. Yeah. That's weird for a date.
I think he was trying to show that he was a progressive male and empowering you, saying that you're a strong
that
woman.
Fuck that shit.
Independent
woman. Women still,
you should have paid the
bill.
I
don't give a fuck.
I agree.
That's a poor move.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what any feminist tells you. Mm-hmm. Women like to be cared for.
Yeah, that's why they don't have to work
and they could choose to work or not and all their bills were paid, including their expensive fucking degrees, and somebody was paying all that shit for them, you really think that they're going to be like,
oh, they'd be sitting
no?
with their hairy ass armpits.
Oh, believe me, yeah, there's girls sucking dick right now for a degree.
Right, no.
There's girls sucking
mom.
Dick for less than a degree. Let me tell you that.
I never went
to college.
I am all for progressing and standing as different equals.
Yeah.
Because we are different.
Mm-hmm.
I like my femininity. I don't want to be a man.
Of course.
So
there's like a difference between being independent and also being like, I don't know, just like certain expectations of like if you're going to actually like commit to somebody to share your time with. And also like as far as like the give and take thing, I'm just saying for like a date, if he's hitting you up on a date, it's kind of like just like with anybody. Like if you're like inviting your friend to go out to dinner with you and you're like, let's go here at this time. It's like I'm taking you out to dinner, whether mm-hmm. it's like a friend or a relationship. It's like, that's like been established that this plan was on me.
Mm-hmm.
So
unless people want to pay their own checks, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But that's for them to decide.
I don't ever want to pay my own.
I don't either.
You should never go into a dinner date assuming that, like, they're going to pay their own, like, side if you're the one who made the plan. Because at that point, it's like, you made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Dio. Like, leading up to the part where he asked for separate checks, how was the date going?
It was going okay.
Yeah.
But that ruined it for me.
That was it. That was the
like, no, I'm good. Straight.
Now, did you ever talk to him again?
Nope.
Did he ever hit you up again?
He did.
And when you didn't, did you respond?
Nope.
No.
We ain't got shit to talk about. I went on a date. Bonus story. Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
Same restaurant, by the way.
Okay.
But different date. And that dude told me that I needed to not talk as loud about the racism conversation that we were having. Granted, it was the double date for our first date. I kind of thought that was cool. But he literally was like, stop talking so loud. Can you stop talking so loud?
What?
And I was like,
why?
Did you really? He was like, because other people are paying for their dinner. I was like, fuck them. Like, am I just supposed to, did you really tell me to be quiet? Like, really?
Was it like about the racism or just about like the like
both.
Volume? Oh.
Yeah.
Because we were all having a conversation about racism and he was like, yeah, can you like lower it a little bit? Because I mean, other people are paying for their dinner just like we are. And I was fuck them.
Damn. Okay. Well, so that one didn't go well either.
Yeah. Nope. He hit me up afterwards, said he had a good time. Yeah. He hasn't heard from me either.
Damn. All right. Hard sell, Diva.
What's his name?
Oh, shit. I don't even remember. Damn. And I was just like,
I want to look these people up on
nine
Facebook.
9 days ago.
Are you going to the bathroom? Okay. Well, we'll do the news when Sophie gets back. And until then, let's just sit in silence awkwardly.
Okay.
Just a meditation minute with these Casillas.
All right, let's do another question then while Sophie is out and about. Let's see. So let's do this one. What's the worst Christmas or birthday gift you've ever received?
The STD called pregnancy.
You got that on your birthday?
I've been pregnant on two birthdays.
Wait.
Back to back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was pregnant also for like 2 years.
Yeah.
With a 6 month break, and that was perpetually
pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma had 14 kids. I don't know how she did it. She was pregnant for like 16 years straight. No. Man, that's fucking nuts, right?
That's fucking crazy.
And then if she was breastfeeding, like she never got her tits back.
No kidding.
Ever.
Right? Now, my grandpa never got her tits back. He's like, God damn.
Well,
what do you, he had to have been fucking in between. Like, he's fucking while kids are sucking tits.
Yes.
He had to have been.
Yes.
Otherwise, like, when do you have time to plant another seed, Grandpa? When she's trying to, you know, as soon as a baby, the doctors are like, sir, you're going to have to take your dick out of your wife for us to get the baby out of there. You can't have your dick in the woman while the baby's coming out. Yes, the birthing canal is very large now after you've had what we call a gaggle of children. But you're going to need to probably at least move your dick to the side a bit. If not, extract your penis completely from your wife's vagina at this point. Yes, it is cavernous. There's room to twirl an umbrella. Yes, your soft shoe dance routine is quite nice inside your wife's vaginal canal. But please, the baby is... there's a second baby coming behind it now. Did you impregnate her? She's having a baby and a second... Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Oh,
that's the Mexican life, though,
man. Any sets of twins?
None.
Oh, geez. None, man.
That's true. 11 children.
Yeah. 14 kids. 14 Jesus. Fucking kids, man. I don't know how she did it. Yeah, I make a joke on stage, and I say that she named two of them Manuel, and I think people think I'm kidding. I am not. She literally named... My grandma had two children. There was Manuel Jose and Manuel Santino. She named two of them.
She ran out of Manuel. Names.
Yeah, that exactly.
Like, she just start over again.
Ran out of names. She's like, Manuel, where are you going with those? Ah, fuck it. Just put it down.
She
I don't might care.
Have forgotten that she had one.
Yeah. 11 boys, 3 girls.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the moments where you realize, like, you start to understand why some animals eat their young.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you don't question it.
That's right. All right. Let's see. All right. We're going to get into the news here. Let's see here. Sophie, are you ready with the news?
Yeah.
All right, let's
shit.
All right, let's get into it.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
I was wondering how many times you're going to type it in.
That was like 6. Like fucking, I don't even know how many... Okay, right. So I like did a lot of news story searching today, and I put them all in the notepad, or so I thought. And then when I clicked on the notepad, they were gone. So I'm going to the site that I normally get most of my news from.
BBC.
Yeah. So we're just going to do... So this isn't what they used to do, but this is what I started doing because I got lazy, is that I just like read a few headlines and then just like I let you guys decide which one sounds the most interesting and then we talk about it.
Okay.
So
you're going to read a few and then let us decide?
Yeah, just like always.
Okay.
So first headline, anti-abortion laws in America force this woman to give birth to a baby without a brain or skull. Okay. Next headline.
Show's over.
All right, well, can I,
Are we just going to talk about that right off the bat?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I
run that headline.
Okay, this is the whole headline.
Guys, I apologize in advance if I take my dick out. Okay, now.
I don't even know what that means. Is it because I said the word baby? Anti-abortion laws in America force this woman to give birth to a baby without a brain or skull.
Okay, first.
So a headless baby.
Click on it. Yeah, is that a headless baby?
Does it have like a deflated head?
Or just a jaw?
It could have been.
Is it just like a face that like.
It, you know, facial structure, like a, but not like the cranium finish.
I just imagine like a
coming
deflated
together.
Remember,
skin was
not all the way on.
Yeah, remember when you're a kid and you like draw a face on a balloon?
Yeah,
and then like the a helium balloon, and then like 7 days later, it's like.
I don't think it was ever fully inflated when it comes to this baby's. Brain / skull.
I feel like the skin was there and the facial cranium
never
shape
really filled out.
Then, yeah,
like
and
a
it's just
like
unfolded.
An anorexic bra.
Okay,
just,
so first of all, it's not anti-abortion laws in America. It's anti-abortion laws in one fucking retarded state. What state did this happen in?
Was it Missouri? Let's look into this.
Was it Missouri, Alabama? Mississippi,
West Virginia,
Florida. Unsuccessful childbirths can be debilitating to a mother. Abortion is not totally illegal in Alabama. I knew that that's what you were going for, yeah. But it is written in the article,
It's Alabama.
Yep, unless the baby is considered a danger to the mother's health. So, unfortunately, this not only leads to desperate women financially or mentally unfit to care for their offspring to seek out dangerous non-professional alternatives, which is like the number one fucking... I live right next to this Catholic church, and they always post these fucking posters that are like, pray to end abortion. And I always just want to take a little Sharpie and like, pray to end abortion... And then under, like, with the little asterisk, like, due to lack of sex ed / safe.
God, how much extra real estate is on this?
Not a lot. And that's why I haven't fucking done it yet. But, okay. So, financially, mentally unfit to care for their offspring, seek out dangerous, non-professional alternatives, but also fit. Facilitates the birth of children destined for difficult and short lives, which is like the super fucking gray areas. Like, how do you decide, you know?
Well, so is this something they knew it wasn't going to have a brain or skull?
They usually
do
know
that. I mean, of
course,
with like ultrasound, like you're going to be
you always know.
They do. They would have known, for sure.
So,
and that's fucked up.
So, like, isn't this an instance where, how, listen, the baby's going to die anyway. No matter where your stance is on it's life at conception, it's life at, or it's life at 6 weeks, or wherever you stand on that that fucking mountain.
You want to know the percent of kids with this disability that survive?
In Alabama?
0% of children with this disability survive.
I think
where Jeff Dunham gets all his puppets from.
Okay, that's fucked up, but that is funny.
I think what you're describing, babies without brains or craniums, is what they call children in Alabama. They're just all that fucked. That's just what they are. Exactly. So 0% of them survive. Obviously, they don't have a brain. They don't have a skull. They don't have that. They're not going to make it. So no matter where you fall on the scale of it's as soon as you're pregnant, it's alive. No, you know, it's a baby. To when it's 30 years old, it's an alive, it's a baby, it's a person. No matter where you fall on that scale, we can all agree that these babies without skulls or brains are not going to live, right?
Okay.
They might. There might be a miracle.
No, nope. 0%. It actually says the article. Also, can I show you that they have this X-ray of a something?
That's a chupacabra.
Okay, but let me tell you that the caption of this X-ray says actual photos are too disturbing.
So why?
So what? They put a fake X-ray so people will fucking
That looks like a bonobo.
It has a skull. That's the thing about this photo. So the actual pictures of this disability are too disturbing.
I think I get the idea. I can put together the idea of what a small child, an unformed child without a brain. But like,
I can't fucking picture that.
Well, I don't. I also don't need to. So it's, yeah. I mean, I get the idea. I get it. I get what's happening. But like, so medically, can't we just all agree, like, do we have to force these poor women who already are like their child is not going to live? They're going to go through. Like, do we have to force them to come to term and like have this baby and like have this literally what, you know, a
feel it grow inside them for 9 months just to have it.
Do you want to know why? For sure. And drying it out longer than it needs to be.
Why people are declining, white women aren't having babies. So they got to get the white people to have babies.
Well, that's not.
I'm just saying, like, this is why they don't want to have the discussion. Because
they are not fucking needing this lady to have this kid. They just don't want her to feel like she has, like, a fucking, like, if this is every manager ever, this is my impression of the manager of the hospital. If we make an exception for this woman, we're going to have to make an exception for all the women. So we're just really going to need you to have this baby.
That's dead.
Yeah. So, well, then I guess it's crazy. It has gotten so nuts. And I've said it before. Like, I don't think anyone is pro-abortion in the way people describe it, is like no one wants to kill babies. No one's like, just get pregnant so we can abort that baby. Like, that's not anyone's plan.
But they're not babies yet. Well, they're fetuses.
Well, okay, but it doesn't matter. The point is that like no one's pro. People think that like people are wanting to murder babies. It's just sometimes it's a mistake. Sometimes it's a medical thing. So there's reasons to do it. No one's getting pregnant just so they can have an abortion. It's not like some fucking weird game they play.
Dude, there's probably a couple of people.
But that's
out there
the way
that
they spin it, though.
There's
like,
probably a few small percentage.
Yeah, there's probably
a few.
There's probably been a couple over time, just to find it's like on their bucket list. Yeah. I just want to have an abortion, man. I just
no,
want to see what it's
up,
like.
Like in middle school, they didn't call it pro-choice. Like my friend was like, "Are you pro-abortion?" Like that's like what the parents feed their kids to like make it think like, "All right. These fucking liberals want to fucking just get rid of all the babies." But I think that is kind of like almost like a more heartfelt thing. Almost. Again, the gray area. There's always the fucking gray area. But like, if you have the kid
that baby
you
didn't
can't
have a gray
afford
area.
Oh my God.
Ew, was that sexual? I don't even know at this point with
gray,
you.
Gray area, gray matter, brain. No.
Oh, it didn't. That was good. I get that. Okay. But like, I don't know. You fucking have a kid that you can't pay for, so you put it up for adoption and then it ends up in foster care. And like, it's like 80% of the time that these kids end up like,
you know,
no, it's fucked up. And it's like, okay.
What's the
I'm
next story?
Next story. Like.
Okay. Oh fuck! God damn it! I just like exited out of my news thing. One Make second. One dun, 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 dun. Okay. Okay.
Ba ba da da da. What's in the news right now?
Okay. 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 Mars is getting very interesting right now.
That's a headline.
It says a glint of light and a hint of life, colon. Mars is getting very interesting right now.
Okay. What's going on Mars?
There's Martians.
Ooh.
NASA's Mars Curiosity rover spotted a strange glowing object that seemed to hover just above the surface of the red planet earlier
this
month.
First of all, doesn't Curiosity rover sound like the name of like a Mormon couple's first sex toy? Like, it's a Curiosity rover. If you know, it'll sniff around the back end a little bit, see what's it's not gonna. It's not penetrating inside the surface of the exoskeleton yet, if you want to, may sometimes get curious.
I
enough.
Feel like that's a really great point.
The Curiosity rover. Mm-hmm. All right, go. So what's happening?
Okay, so... Okay, I'll try to read this in the most newsy voice. This is the Huffington Post, so it's going to take some chutzpah. The glowing object was captured on camera. Look at the right side of this raw image taken from the NASA website on June 16th. This could literally be anywhere with no trees. Okay, it might not be Mars. Here it is, zoomed in. Again, this could
That's
be...
That's a picture of that baby
the,
again.
Is that the blob yeah, that was hovering?
Yeah, this could be fucking anything.
It's a cloud.
Yeah. Wow, really good. It doesn't appear on any of the images snapped before or after, taken about 13 seconds apart. So if it was an object of some kind, it moved quickly. More likely, however, it was nothing too out of the ordinary.
Oh, so let's write an article about something that is probably nothing. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's an article about something totally normal. Okay, but here's a quote, so it's got to be scientific. In the thousands of images we've received from Curiosity, we see ones with bright spots nearly every week. Justin Maki of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said in 2014, this is from 2014!
What happened to the news? Here's what I need.
I'm done already with this article.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one. But real quickly, before NASA, here's what I need from you, NASA. Before you start talking about things on other planets and what might be other things on other planets, I need you to fucking decide if Pluto's a planet or not. That is fucking the number one thing I need from you guys. Tell me if Pluto's a...
It's not.
Right now, it's not. But like 3 weeks ago it was, and in 2 months it will be again.
I mean,
they found other,
for all social justice warriors.
things of similar size further out. So if they were to call Pluto a planet, then they would have to add two more planets.
That's like too much for middle schoolers to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just keep it at seven
just add
or
the
eight.
Planets. I mean, just if there's more, they're finding more planets. Just add. They don't want. Do they? Are they just afraid to tell people about more planets? Like, because there's like thousands of planets out there.
There's
they
so
found.
Much
they
shit
found.
Out there.
Yeah.
There's
found,
like millions upon trillions of galaxies out there. So
and each of the stars has
the amount of planets.
Yeah, but,
just...
yeah, but God only cares about this one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we're special, obviously.
Yeah. Well, not that baby, but
yeah.
Shit about that baby, apparently.
Fuck, dude.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's
hope you don't have a day job.
I don't. I work for myself. Shades is my business. So
yeah,
you know.
Shades of me.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. What's the next? Let's do one more at least.
Okay. This one. Second Alabama news of today and like 100th Alabama news of the year. This is the headline. Alabama fugitive allegedly gave his pet squirrel, quote, these nuts, meth to make him an attack squirrel.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now we're talking. So I'm guessing it was a Jewish guy, of course. Right?
Why would it be? Why would he be Jewish? I don't know why I said it.
Less
clearly, a man.
Yeah, no,
he's,
yeah, you know. Yeah, that's right. No, that's so. Having an attack. To be fair, squirrels are nutty creatures.
They are.
No pun intended.
Good one.
They're fucking insane, man.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had two like sugar glider ones. Mm-hmm. You'd walk into the apartment,
they
would sit
so
there and fucking growl at you. Just vicious.
Who do they think they are with their little size and their little faces?
They're
cute little faces.
Here's what I'd like to know. It's not often that people who do meth are willing to give up their meth.
Mm-mm. That's true. So he's obviously like a generous guy, but he has something to hide because he needs a guard squirrel.
Maybe he's just a meth dealer.
Still, like you'd think he'd be like asking a squirrel for something in return. Protection. That's what it is.
This is almost
so
that guy
I fuck
who was
some guy that had a fucking attack squirrel.
No, I think that's
rabies.
Pretty fucking safe. Like,
you're just rabies. Sitting there on the couch, rabies. Like, where's my money,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, but then wouldn't he be? Yeah,
you just hear it.
Just from, like, living. Unless they scratch you or bite you, right. I guess, yeah. And if the squirrel's hooked on meth, then you better believe they're going to, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
be cool to the hand that feeds them. Mm-hmm. Except it's meth, and no one is cool to the hand that feeds them.
I can imagine. How did he get caught?
Okay, let's see. So the police served a search warrant to a 35-year-old Mickey Polk for gun and drug charges in his former residence. They found an aggressive squirrel in his place. According to the Herald Whig.
Yeah, but what about the meth squirrel?
This is the meth
squirrel.
Oh, that's
the same one. Okay, I thought maybe.
So they were warned in advance of the meth-fueled mammal Polk had kept as a quote-unquote attack squirrel, and claimed that Polk must have even purposely fed the squirrel methamphetamine to keep it aggressive. According to the HuffPost, which take that as a grain of salt, Polk was insulted by these allegations of animal abuse and posted a Facebook video to deny them. Polk asserted that his squirrel, affectionately named D's Nuts, was never fed a substance like meth. These were lies from an angry police department, disappointed that their suspect wasn't home.
Yeah, LSD, but
Polk
man.
Added. Okay, this is the squirrel. You know, he doesn't have the crazy eyes that you would expect.
You know what? I have
kind of chunky.
Yeah.
He's cute. He's chunky.
He was fed well.
Here's what I want. I have a list of things that I would like to happen in my life, that I like, things that I want to do before I die. Like, I want to be able to die. I want to dive into a body of water with like a dagger in my mouth. Like, I want someone to put a cape on me on stage. I want to have a reason to yell, there's no time for backup. Like, those are things I want in my life, right? Like, I want to have to register my hands in a county as deadly weapons. These are things I want for my life. Having to deny allegations that I have a meth-fueled squirrel in my apartment is now, I think, leader in the clubhouse of things that I want to have to do, that I want to do in my
the
life.
The fact that somebody called in an anonymous tip,
yeah,
to tell,
yeah,
the cops.
Yeah, like, I want to have to deny those allegations. I'm not saying now whether I have the squirrel or not. I don't know.
I
can't see it in the future.
I could fucking call 911 right now and tell them you've got
like
a meth fueled attack squirrel.
Yeah,
somebody just needs to tweet it in anonymous Twitter.
That's right. Yeah, let's do it. I just want to have to deny that. That's a great, you know, that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it would be cooler if you actually did have like a squirrel in
maybe
your house.
Maybe I do.
Oh, then underneath the picture of the squirrel.
Is it the baby again?
This is the
fuck,
caption.
I
it says,
want to see the
The animal is now about 10 months old and in need of a new temporary home. That's sad. That's like foster care for squirrels.
That's what that is.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't, it's sad.
Okay. I have a couple squirrels that come to my door every morning.
But he's never
going
to be able
they have
to
names.
Relate to any
yeah.
other squirrels.
Can you tell them apart?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell them apart?
Their tails. Oh. One has like half a tail.
Okay.
And then the new ones, I can tell they're new because they're smaller.
Yeah.
They just popped up at the beginning of spring.
Trying to find that, get that nut.
Yeah.
Dude, so. There was a fat fucking squirrel. My friend Mariah, she fucking fed this squirrel all the time, and they named it Peanut, and it was the fattest squirrel in the neighborhood. It came mm-hmm. back all the time. Mm-hmm. It was like their pet squirrel. Like,
I have one that comes up to my driveway all the time and sit there and let people feed it. I won't get close to it because I'm like, fuck that.
They're cute. You can tell if
they'll jump up on the chair no. by the sliding door and like look in the house to see if
they're like, hey, what
pretty
up,
much,
girl?
Like,
yeah.
Can you come feed us
now? Yeah.
all right. I think we're probably. I think we're gonna call it a wrap for tonight. You yeah, good, Sophie? You good? You got anything? Okay. Good. All right. What's that?
I said, yeah, my computer died.
Okay. All right. Good. All right, guys. Well, again, Diva, shout out your social media where people can find you. Give it to them one more time.
On Instagram, it is shades.of.me. On Facebook, it's shades of me, and the website will be up very soon. Shadesof.me.
Perfect. Okay. Guys, go check that out. Check out all the art shows coming up. It sounds like it's going to be busy summer and fall. So look at, go check out the schedule and follow them. Check out a show. Support the local scene. And yeah. So let's see. Guys, when is, what is, let me get my calendar up here real quick. Guys, this Friday. At Shooters in Lewiston. Check out the show. I may or may not be there, but it's going to be a great show either way. I've also got a show in Ellensburg at the Iron Horse Brewery. So Social Hour Comedy has two shows going on Friday night. I may not be it either, but they're going to happen. Check them out. And then after that, I'm taking like a fucking week off, guys. But then you can find me. I'll be at the Spokane Comedy Club the 11th through the 14th. I will be opening up for Brian Callen Comedy Club and then defending my title as the winning team of the drinking debate on the 14th at the Spokane Comedy Club. So come check that out. Then I'm going to be back in Montana for a while, guys. So anyway. Go to D's Comedy / calendar. Check out all the dates on the calendar. And at the end of July, I'm taking Sophie. We're going to go do some comedy in Montana.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, guys. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Diva, thank you. For Sophie, Jeremy,
thank
guys,
you
thank
for
you very
having
much.
Me.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Chinese people, all of my fans, the Spokane Comedy Club, Diva's child, autistic people, big-bootied girls, my grandpa, my grandma's vaginal canal, El Walmart, Mexicans, gypsies, sea murder, feminists, and the chupacabra. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
There's a girl sucking
Mom.
Dick for less than a degree. Let me tell you that.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!